Hello, folks. Welcome back to Fight and Revive with Adam Boyer. This is going to be a little bit more of a different episode today, a bit more informal. It's not going to be very long, maybe 3 or 4 minutes here. And I just want to discuss a little bit about the DeSantis campaign. Now, what's next after Iowa? Because I know I'm a little bit late to the party here, but it's a very interesting situation. And I feel like I should address it. I haven't been able to get out as much content recently. I try to aim for one episode a week. I know I haven't had many interviews recently. I've got some stuff coming up, but nothing quite yet. So that's just what's been going on. But I wanted to just kind of discuss a couple things here. A quick 4 or 5 minute episode here, probably. So thanks for watching, and let's get right into it. So obviously the Iowa caucuses happened Monday night, and Trump won it. We've got a real nice voice crack in there. Trump won the Iowa caucuses. The percentages, the vote count, it was, I think, like a 30-point win for Trump, which was under, by the way, for those, you know, celebrating the huge win or whatever. It wasn't at the 40, 50, 60-point victory they were claiming they were going to get, but it was still an impressive win for Trump. However, after Iowa, he has 20 delegates, DeSantis with 9, Haley with 8, Vivek with 3. Now, Vivek has dropped out and endorsed Trump. So with that, we can split up those 3 delegates to assume. The way I've done it is I'm going to assume one of them goes to Trump because that's who Vivek endorsed. So let's say one goes there. However, the delegates that voted, the people that voted for Vivek because they didn't want Trump. So let's say one goes to Trump, one goes to DeSantis because that's the actually conservative Trump alternative. Nikki Haley is not. So let's say one goes to Trump, which puts him at 21. One goes to DeSantis, which puts him at 10. And we'll say one votes for Vivek anyway, even though he's dropped out, because that's pretty likely. So here's a report from NBC, I believe. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump increased his lead over Nikki Haley to 19% with 2 days remaining until the state's primary, according to the latest Suffolk University NBC 10 Boston and Boston Globe tracking poll. The survey results released Sunday morning found, that's actually today, Sunday morning, have Trump at 55%, 2 percentage points higher than on Saturday. Haley remained at 36. Ron DeSantis, a distant third, went down 1 percentage point to 6. Less than 1% chose someone else, et cetera, et cetera. The survey of 500 likely Republican primary voters has a margin error of 4.4%. Margin of error of 4.4%. Okay, if you believe Ron DeSantis is at 6% in New Hampshire and Nikki Haley is 30 points above Ron DeSantis, you are absolutely delusional. I said it with Iowa, and I was proven wrong that DeSantis would win Iowa, but again, it wasn't as bad as some people were predicting. However, I'll believe it when I see it if Nikki Haley finishes 30 points ahead of DeSantis. I'm not saying she won't win, or she will not win New Hampshire. Trump will win New Hampshire, but I'm not convinced Haley won't finish ahead of DeSantis, but it's not going to be no 30-point lead. That's just absolutely ridiculous. So, it's very interesting, the situation that DeSantis' campaign is in now, because, as I'm going to adjust my camera here just a little bit, because we don't know exactly what's going to happen next. There's been some rumors that his campaign's going to fold. That's entirely possible, albeit not super likely for him to fold already, even before New Hampshire. It largely depends on how that goes, how many delegates he gets. South Carolina is probably going to be heavy Trump. The polls all have him way up. Again, I'm very skeptical of the polls, especially after 2022, but it is entirely possible Trump wins South Carolina pretty big and actually even likely. Nevada, probably more of the same, although Nevada's a little bit up in the air. Michigan, I think, is after that. And yeah, so it just depends. It's likely Trump is the nominee at this point. How long DeSantis stays in, we'll see. At this point, I'm not a Trump fan, but I'd absolutely vote for him in the general. Unless, if he really wanted to lose my support, he could absolutely just pick Nikki Haley as his vice president, which I don't think he'll do, but if he does, I would have a very hard time voting for him in the general. She is a neocon, which I don't even know it's fair to call her neocon, because that's neoconservative. She's not a conservative. She's practically a Democrat. Only reason she came even close to DeSantis in Iowa is because most of her votes were from Democrats who switched over to Republicans to vote for her. So I don't know what's going to happen with the DeSantis campaign. I think it's likely that they drop out very last, but it's possible. If he thinks it's time to get out now and not be the last guy fighting Trump, we see it come down to Trump and Haley, at which point I would root for Trump. So that would at least be a little silver lining to that. So folks, let me know what you think in the comments. Very interesting situation. Thanks for watching. This has been Fight and Revive with Adam Boyer. Hope you enjoyed the episode.